Hi guys, and welcome back to the Yin and Yang podcast. My name is Yin, aka Bianca.
Yes, and my name is Yang, aka Roberto. Today we have a very special topic, something we've been dreaming about since we were little girls, our weddings. For that, we brought something very special.
Okay, first of all, since we were little girls, I am confused, Roberto. What are you?
I'm on the inside, whatever I want to be.
True, yes. True. We do not put genders to ourselves here.
Only furries.
Even though you're clearly a guy.
Oh, yeah.
But who I brought this time is the girl who will be my bridesmaid when I get married. It's my dearest friend, my best friend, ooh, Annika Frost.
Yay!
Reveal yourself, girl.
Yay!
Wow. Hello, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks
welcome.
So much for inviting me.
Of course. We're really happy to have you over and your subscriber and viewer base. Hi.
I don't know if you guys know, but Annika Frost is a very famous YouTuber and Twitch streamer.
Man, I'm so fucking famous.
Yeah.
I can't even leave the house anymore.
Yes.
People recognize her.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
Yes, it's the COVID. That's why you can't leave.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that was a really bad joke.
Yeah. No, welcome. I'm really, really happy to have you on. We both are. Would you like to introduce yourself real quick? Who are you, Annika Frost?
Hi, my name is Annika Frost, and I'm basically just the best friend of Bianca. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Which is
like
so
talking
funny
to you guys.
That's so funny because usually I'm just your best friend.
Yeah.
And for the first time, she's just my best friend on my podcast.
Whoa. Hola. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, with in every YouTube video, Bianca is just
the
like
extra.
I'm the main character, so it's really nice that I can just sit back and relax and you guys take the lead.
Yes, perfect.
So, yeah.
Let us take charge, girl. Cause talking about that, at the end of this podcast, we also have a reveal for the BDSM test we did last week. Thanks to Sophie and her quest. I got some results. What about you?
Same.
Yeah.
I am concerned.
Yeah. And aroused.
Perfect. Very aroused.
Yes. All right. So for today, we have the topic weddings. Because what does wedding mean to you, Bianca?
It is you bonding to eternal doom.
Yay.
Because they will leave you. Ooh. And your kids will hate you.
Yeah.
And you will end up in a divorce.
Work it.
No.
What?
Yes.
What is it for you, Annika?
It's love. It's partnership.
Oh.
It's not. You're not doomed if you Bianca.
Well,
sorry.
I don't like that.
It's just spilling facts here.
It is what it is. I'm like in a middle ground. I want it to be a war zone and a holy ground. I want people to completely destroy me in a wedding or at my wedding to like really bring me down. Because I already planned it all out in my mind and in all the books and folders that are like organized by color and date. But I also think that the wedding is something so magical, and I see it kind of like disappearing. I don't know how it's for you, but I've grown up with split parents, so that got a divorce at a very young age. So I've never seen, as a child perspective, a happy marriage. So I also kind of don't believe in it. So I want to make it believable for myself. My first boyfriend's going to be my husband. I said it here.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of pressure
for
your first
that's
boyfriend.
That's a lot of pressure, but I really like that idea.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, for me, it's a little bit, like, hard because wedding for me is magical as well. Like, I was lying when I said it's eternal doom. I'm just very lonely and I need to bring everything down with me.
Yes, the bitterness is getting to you. Yay.
Yeah. No, but for me, it's also, like, eternal happiness and bonding with the person you love the most and, like, the moment when you are declared husband and wife must be so, or wife and wife, or husband and husband, or whatever.
Yes,
must be so beautiful. Mm. Like, it just brings the whole relationship to a next level.
Yes. Yes, that you get to that you get to stand there and say, like, I'm going to commit my whole life for the rest of my life until death to you and no one else. That's a statement.
That's so crazy.
Holy shit.
Like, I will cry on either of you guys' weddings. Good. I will just cry the whole time because it's such a nice thing. But also, like, I think as we all grew up, we kind of, at least for me, I was like, yeah, it's nice to get to have a wedding and like to commit yourself to a partner. But it's also really normal to, like, after some time, maybe after you have children, to like divorce. Mm. And that's really sad. But
It's normal, it's just life, as well. I guess. Yeah, it's kind of like everywhere I look around, everyone's divorced. There are so many options out there. You're like bombarded with hot, naked women in your area, you know? And they're for real, literally. And I get it. Like, if your mind at some point is also gonna like think I'm trapped rather than I'm free inside of this one. In this commitment to one person, what are your stances on that? Do you think you're ever gonna think, while you're in a long relationship, like, what else is there?
Oh yeah, obviously, of course I will. I think it's actually normal thoughts to have in a relationship as well, because it's never just nice and butterflies and all of that. But at the same time, I think a marriage is a day-to-day commitment, and it has a lot to do with your thoughts and like your mental, like, well-being as well. Like, if you feel really good, I think your marriage will also bloom, but if you feel like shit, it's gonna be shit as well.
Okay,
so sense. I think it's both, and just a commitment of two people, so maybe it can work. I hope it works for me, actually.
Yeah,
I also have to say, for me personally, like, I know for a fact that if I commit to someone, I am committed. Like, there's nothing, not like, because Roberto said something like, but what else? Like, no. If I have my boo, if I have my bae, there's nothing else.
You're going nowhere.
Need anything else. Yes. Yeah. But I also totally agree with Annika saying a relationship or a marriage is a commitment made day by day. Mm. Like, every single day when you wake up, you have to make the active decision that this is your partner.
Yes.
For the rest of your life, every day.
Yes, and that's a mentality that's kind of like slipping away from us because there are so many options. Like,
I think so.
Even the commitment to one style of clothing is incredibly hard. I don't know if that can relate. It's not the same as a husband, of course, but.
Are you saying that because you just ordered clothes?
Yes, I cannot wait. The rebrand of Roberto coming next week. But yeah, I don't know. Especially like in the gay community, it's incredibly easy to be persuaded into different sides and to go, like how Ariana said it, I've been here all night, I've been here all day, fuck me side by side.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
That's the lyrics, yeah.
Okay, it's what she
know.
Means, okay? It's what she means.
Okay.
What a poet. But yeah, so in a gay community, it's actually a big problem, commitment. With all the apps and all the easy distractions. If you say to someone, oh yeah, I'm in a relationship for 3 months, like, oh, damn boy, you did great, that's amazing.
Yeah, I also hear that a lot, like in the gay community, it's just like, it's really hard, it's really weird.
Yeah, it's really fast paced, but also it always depends on what person you meet. So if there's a person that also wants like a really long-term relationship, that's it. But yeah,
it's just harder to meet them, like if there's such a limited count on people who are like in your, you know,
radar,
on your side.
In your
your gang, your blood gang. Yes.
That's why I recommend to everyone, just be bisexual, man.
Yeah,
double.
Woo!
Just double the opportunity.
Double the opportunities.
Yes, just be
Just be.
Yes.
But I think I want to jump into the first question.
Good.
First of all, I want to I know that I said it already to you guys, but I want to explain to everyone watching. I'm wearing black today because yesterday I got left at the altar. Our wedding what? Was planned for yesterday. Yeah. I was wearing a beautiful white dress. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes earlier, I heard that my husband and my wife are not coming. And well. I was like, okay, I'm officially bitter now, so I'm wearing black.
The widow. Yeah, I was tired, and Annika.
Yeah, which is fine. Felt,
and Annika
felt ugly.
Annika was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did.
I was texting in the group chat. I was like, I'm so ugly today. Can we not?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm so tired. So.
And I didn't see any of that. I was getting ready. I like set up my microphone and I was like, yeah.
Roberto, that's going to be us at our weddings. We're going to be like, oh yeah, that's the day. But I'm going to be like, no, I'm so ugly. Let's yeah. wed tomorrow. Yes. And you're going to be like, no, I'm too tired.
Yeah, that ties in perfectly with one of my questions. Mm. What is the worst possible thing that could happen on your wedding? I mean, like something that is very reachable, not that an earthquake or your husband aliens. Fucks the waitress or aliens. Like, what is something
that I
could
get left at the altar?
Oh, that would be
but is that something that could really happen? Like, I'm thinking more small, like something that might actually happen and you have to deal with it.
Yeah, that the location is unavailable last minute. You know, that you have this whole party planned, and then you're like, oh, it's like this small train in the middle of the forest, and then the forest is burned down, you know, like you don't...
A small thing, oh, the forest is burning down.
Yes, comets are coming from the skies. There's no salvation for humanity left, but my wedding is happening. I swear to God, I'm not giving up on that. Okay, I have to think about it. What for you, Annika?
Yeah, I think for me it's when I... spill something over my dress and it's ruined.
Oh, yes.
That's the word. Like, I want my perfect wedding dress, okay? Yes. A white perfect. Wedding dress. I want it just in all the stories and movies. And when I
entrance.
Spill, like, tomato sauce all over it, I'm going to be like, I would cry.
Yeah.
I would just cry the whole day.
Yeah, that's horrible. Like, you have to walk up there in slow motion and your hands just cover... where you're spilled all over, so it looks like your gunshot wounds coming from the vagina and the heart.
Mm. Yes, but I can't cover it because it's such a, like, it's so big.
Yeah. People are like, we're on to you, Annika. You don't deserve
just
to get
tomato
married.
Sauce everywhere, so it looks like a red dress. Mm. I got my red dress.
Yeah, I would hate that too.
Tonight.
No.
Okay.
Okay. That's not your
what would it be for you, Bianca?
I think actually one thing that you said already, that you might wake up and you just feel ugly.
Yeah.
Because that's such a small thing that could happen day by day.
Yeah.
And it ruins days sometimes. Like, if I wake up and I feel ugly, I have this feeling that I look nice, like the feeling is still really in there.
Disgusting.
And if that's your wedding day, it's like even worse.
That's really
everyone's looking at you. You cannot like shy away. Like, imagine your husband's like, give me a kiss, we're about to get married. You're like, no, don't look at me, like, I'm ugly. Or you have to like take the veil off and you just like hold him down and you're like, no,
you just have another one under it. And another one under it.
And
another
it keeps
one
going, and at some point you don't have a face.
And then you kiss him just with the thing still on. You're like,
and then he reveals it and it's not even me. Like, I asked Annika if she could be under it. And I'm just hiding in the bush.
I'm ugly.
I'm so ugly, I'm sorry.
Don't look at me.
The other thing that is very possible that could happen on my wedding is that I just feel uncomfortable throughout the whole day because I make the wedding more about the guests than I make it about myself.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible. Like, I would hate that. That's why I sometimes think maybe I will just take my partner and run away and get married somewhere without anyone.
So, like, that's very
without
Susan
anyone.
From Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. Without anyone, Annika. So maybe you're not my bridesmaid. So maybe I have to kick you out.
I would hate that and I would kill you. You would be... like, you would get a divorce real quick because I would kill you and your husband.
That's not a divorce. I would... call that double homicide. Is it homicide?
What?
Double homicides. Homos? Wait, that's my wedding.
That's your...
also, like, that's the energy you want from your bridesmaids. You know, like, if I don't get to fucking be there, I'll murder your ass. So you know you have to, like, do it. And tips for like a good wedding, it's like it's a bit of both, you know, like you have to be like that queen, that princess that like attends to the guest and like reaches out to them and it's like welcome for being there, but you know it's about you, you know, like so you're just showing people how nice you are to the rest of the world, but really it's not about them. Just make sure they're fed, and then it's like, oh, it's my song, do 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 do,
it's working on your way, you just walk in like yes look at me, bitches.
Someone just throws these flowers in your face. You're like, yes. So, okay, now my question doesn't make any sense or doesn't relate to anything.
Wait, but you didn't say what was your thing. The worst thing that could happen to you.
Was the forest burning, aliens attacking.
Yes, the end of the world. My husband dying the day before, choking on a toothpick, choking on my microphone. I think the small real thing that could actually really ruin my wedding, honestly, there could be things, there could be a million things, you know, like me tripping while walking to the altar, or like being a complete idiot and saying a super racist, inappropriate thing, like the moment I have to greet everyone, or like just some dumb shit, like accidentally like roofing the drinks, you know, like, and everyone, like my mom's in ecstasy somehow. But you know, the moment you look at your husband in the distance, I think they would all fall away. And it's like, oh, you know, nothing really matters. I can feel ugly, I can have a stained dress, but at the end, it's about that kiss, man. It's about the kiss.
Yeah, I also hope that it feels that way.
Yeah,
but I don't think so. I would still get bothered by a stain on my dress.
Yeah, and I'm a really anxious person.
Oh, yeah.
Love will overcome. So, oh my god, yeah. So what's your wedding song, by the way? What's your guys' wedding song that you want to, like, do you want a performance, or do you walk on the classical wedding song, or what's the wedding song for you?
That's a good question. I actually have no idea. I have never thought of that. I think it also depends on a person who I'm gonna like marry, because I think I want to walk up to that person to our song. I don't know if I will have a song with that person, but yeah, depends on the person.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be beautiful. Like in my imagination, like without having a partner right now that I could have our song with, it's from 21 Pilots, like a really cute song. It's called Oh Misbeliever. Aww. And it's like, it sounds like winter, like when you walk, like the music in the background sounds as if snowflakes are landing on the ground. And I don't know, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
The other song, like my wedding is gonna be my music themed.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes!
Like if people don't like 21 Pilots, Panic at the Disco and Fallout Boy, please fuck the fuck right off, man.
Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's my wedding. What the fuck do you think you are?
Because also my first dance song is from Fallout Boy. It's Heaven's Gate. And it's like really soul-y. It's like one lurk from. Like he's really like getting into it, and I'm like,
yes. Isn't like the best thing? Like what we're gonna do? And now it's not gonna be a surprise, but I just came with this idea. We're gonna do like a surprise performance from the audience on, and then like we'll all start like singing. I don't know. Oh, Misbeliever, and then we'll like all
bro,
sing.
Like as soon as anything, like any surprise is 21 Pilots themed, I'm down. Like it can't be whatever.
Yes, sipping on straight chlorine at the bar, you know, just that on repeat. Perfect.
Yes, that would actually be nice.
Ooh, we can make like a lot of drinks like themed to songs, and like, oh, that's...
Ooh, yes. Oh, my wedding is just gonna be like... A 21 Pilots concert.
Like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on? Yeah. Oh, actually, what would also be, like, really shit, which is, again, back to the first question, but if you have, like, your perfect wedding song, and then, like, suddenly, like, it's really emotional, and you know that's gonna be the moment, and then suddenly it's just, like, a techno song playing, and you just have to walk up to the altar.
That's my idea. That's my
while
plan.
Walking
that's
on
my
the techno song.
Yes.
He has,
that's
a weird-ass wedding song.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes. Because that's my plan. Like, it's basically the Prodigy with Smack My Bitch Up. Like, I need to get to the altar with smack my bitch up, boom! And then everyone in the crowd is going like bananas, and there's smoke coming everywhere and laser beams. And my husband comes out from under the floor, out onto the stage, and everyone's like, smack my bitch up, boom! And we have this whole performance planned. I've been thinking about this for years.
He means it!
I mean it!
He's saying this!
I know he means
it! Not a joke!
Okay, so I want a really romantic moment, and that would be my nightmare.
Yes.
Actually, I would also love that. It would not be my nightmare. It would just not be what I dreamt of. But yes. It would be funny.
I just want all the people that I'm walking past, if you have like all these things where people sit and I walk in the middle and I'm just like walking there like on this weird pacing, and I just want all these people to go bananas and move around and dance.
Yes.
I mean, we can do that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
We can arrange that.
Done. You're not invited.
I am.
I'm also not invited.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my way.
Who do you think you are, man?
Yeah. No, I'm really happy that you're our guest, and of course you're invited to my future theoretical wedding, and let's make a party out of it, and a yin and yang it's basically going to be a podcast episode, our wedding. We're going to walk.
Just do it like Tana Mojo and like just sell online tickets.
That's perfect.
Please.
Actually, if we have a big follower base, we will give one golden ticket to our wedding.
Damn. That's
but perfect. Only if we have like a huge follower base.
Yes, exactly. Like 10K is enough.
Yeah, and then we will give out a golden ticket to our wedding, and you are invited with a plus one.
Yeah. It's so that you don't have to sit there awkwardly all alone.
And then Bianca fucks off and goes to Las Vegas and marries her husband there.
Yeah.
And your golden ticket is just going to be nothing.
You're going to
You can chill with Annika and Roberto.
Yeah. So that's perfect. Okay, so to move along, I also think we have... Do you have a question left for Annika or for us?
Annika, for us.
Sorry, I misphrased that. Do we still have a question? Because otherwise we're moving on to the speed lightning round questionnaire.
I still have a question.
Okay.
It's like similar to my first one where I asked what the worst possible thing is that could happen at your wedding. And now it's like the same thing, but what is the worst proposal that you could receive? Like that is also doable, like something that could actually happen.
Oh yeah. If he's just like... Yeah, so when are we going to get married?
Yes, I wanted
like
to say
sitting on the couch.
Yes. Yeah, sitting on the couch or like being in the kitchen, like cooking something or something like that. I want a real proposal, okay?
Yes, yeah.
Put some effort in it, man.
If it's casual, fuck off. Like,
Yeah. Never, bitch.
Yeah.
We're never going to get married.
But also like the casual in the restaurant.
Oh, no.
Like in front of so many strangers and then like, no.
Yes.
And everybody must be like, she said like, yes.
No, bro, don't go on your knee. No, stand up. Please.
No, I don't like
it. Or if you just find like a ring in your champagne glass.
Yeah, and choke on it, die. And it's like, this is what you wanted.
If I saw that there was something in my champagne glass, I would look at him and I would just exit. I would just drink it all. I would be like, was there something wrong, sweetie?
Yes. This is what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to shit you out in a few weeks anyway, so.
I want none of that shit. You know what I want? Fucking fairy lights. Please. I just want some fairy lights for my proposal. It doesn't matter how, where. Here, it's fine. You can just propose to me right now.
Perfect. Bianca.
Yes.
Nothing.
Oh.
Do you want to marry me?
Oh, shit, no.
Good, perfect, because I was freaking out. I was like, please say no. Please say no. Perfect. No, yeah, I agree with that. I don't want a cliche thing. It has to feel personal. Like, it's something that defined our relationship and had some thought put into it that expresses the love. But I have to say, I also wouldn't mind being the one proposing.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mind that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I could totally see myself proposing to someone.
Yeah, to your lesbian girlfriends.
Or my
boyfriend. My mom did that actually to my dad. She proposed.
Oh. That's sick.
That's sick, yeah.
And it was a casual proposal. And I was like, when I heard that, I was like,
that's horrible.
What? Yeah, and I was like, I want a real proposal and like a really good, not a casual one.
So what is then your real proposal?
My dream proposal? Mm. Oh my goodness. I don't really picture it, because when I picture it, I'm just going to be disappointed, I think. Mm-hmm. Because he will never meet the standards.
Yeah, that's life, basically.
Maybe if he listens to this podcast now and he
takes notes.
Yeah, or he thinks, you arrogant cunt. Good luck with that.
What? Maybe he does that too, that's true.
Yeah, I have a feeling that
I just want my friends and family to be there, but like not... Yeah, I actually want them to be there. I know Bianca doesn't. And I want someone to film it. And yeah, that's basically it. I don't know the like place. I don't know how he's going to do it. I really just want everyone I love there and someone to film it, because I want to see myself crying.
Yes.
No worries. I took the notes on that one. I noticed that we will film it from three different angles and one person will take pictures. Like, that's already clear to me.
Also do a YouTube video. Yeah. I'm going to propose today.
And it's going to be creepy, like, because I'm going to be in my living room. Then I'm like, why are all these cameras set up? You know, like, why is Bianca already there with, like, the audio guy talking? She's like, hey there. Hey, bro. And I'm like,
He holds, like, this weird thing that sometimes, like, goes into the picture, you know, like the microphone.
Yeah, the dead cat. There's, that's the what dead it's called. Cat, yeah.
Yes, there's, like, a guy.
Yeah, but also, I'm, like, really naive. So I would just be like, oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Not don't Hi ignoring there. The standing guy who's, like, practicing the one knee pose.
In a suit.
Okay, I think it's ready then for the speed lightning round questionnaire game. Like, boom, boom. We all have two questions prepared that we're going to ask each other, and we're going to answer and move on. We are nearing the end of the podcast. So I would say the honor goes to our guest to start. Annika, hit us with your question.
First question. Do you want your ex-partner to interrupt your wedding?
Yes.
I also want it.
Yeah.
What?
The drama.
Yes, me too.
Just for the drama, guys.
We're dramatic bitches.
The thing is, there might be some people who I would actually go for then. Like, if he interrupts, I would maybe leave my partner. I would be like, sorry.
Yes. Julius, I do love you all along. And you're like... I'm gonna get the
it
fuck out.
It comes back to Julius.
Yes,
it's always coming back to him, bro.
Yes, it's always Julius. All right.
No, I would never leave my partner, but I love drama.
Yeah,
so drama. Be
like a villain. You need a villain at the wedding. Like, if it's not the stepmom, then who is it, you know?
I love the villains.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Next question, Bianca.
We actually talked about it already, but someone spills red wine on your outfit. What are you doing?
I have a plan B.
I have a plan B. Yeah, I go out, I take off the piece of clothing that had to stain on it, and I just go back out without it. And if it's my shirt, then I'm going to be shirtless, because I'm going to be buff by then anyway, and people are not going to mind. So, perfect. And you?
Yeah.
And for you?
I will say that it's fine, but I will cry my eyes out. I will say, it's fine, you did nothing wrong, it's fine, like, no worries. And I will go to the back and I will just... die.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, literally. Yeah. And we come back and we find you hanged. And we're like, no.
Yeah.
Still take the body. We're like, do you? Okay. And
the
then
good
we
thing
go
is,
bring you back.
If I get married, I want to have like three dresses, so I'm good.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then every time you come out, someone throws another glass in your face, and then you go back in, come back out.
And then
glass.
I hang myself.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather be the one left at the altar, or would you rather be the one running away from the altar?
I want to be the one left at the altar. So much more dramatic. It's like the other guy is the villain then. Like, poor Bianca. Mm. Fuck that guy.
Yes, how dare he.
And like the moment when I say to the people, he's not coming.
Yes, it's so good.
And I will still party with my friends at the venue, you know? Like,
slow
he
motion.
Ran away or she ran away, so fuck you. Yes. You're still going to pay the wedding, but I'm going
to
party.
Also, you get to keep all the presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think about the presents?
No. Mm. Now
but
I
now
do.
I do.
Yeah, now I do, yeah. What? Their presents?
Yeah.
Oh my God, can we not marry like four times a year? This is amazing. same. I want to also be left at the altar. Like, for all the same reasons that you just said.
I want to be left at the altar.
You too?
Weird phrasing.
No, we're manifesting it, guys.
Oh, no.
It's just...
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit.
Maybe a little.
Okay, what kind of dress or suit do you want to wear and what color? Also, like what color for you, Roberto? I think for us it's white, right?
Okay, white dresses for the both of you? Okay, yeah, for me it's going to be either a beautiful... I wanted something like black and red, something like that. Like the cardigan that I'm wearing. And yeah, and then white and angelic. I wanted to have like both a heaven and hell theme to it, like energy to it.
Yeah. And I want to have three dresses. Like, that was not a joke. I want to have a different dress for walking in, for like everything, like after that, like eating and chilling and whatever, and dancing. For dancing. I have three different dresses.
That's sick. That's really sick.
But like your main dress?
I think not a princess dress, more like boho style, like very girly and normal.
Feathers?
Yeah.
I would want a princess dress.
No fucking feathers.
With a lot of glitter.
Yes. I would maybe also want a princess dress. Ooh, like the Katniss Everdeen dress. The dress on fire that you like spin and it burns and you're like, wait.
That would be so sick.
Yes, that would be really sick. Okay, next question.
How drunk do you want to be at your own wedding?
Oh, so drunk. Ooh. Yeah. Not...
I want to be tipsy.
No, I want to be smashed. I want people to look at me and I want to like hold on to my husband and go like, you know... Fuck, love you. We're gonna be together for the rest of our lives. And he's like, and I'm like, no puking, not that drunk.
Yeah.
I want to get that drunk that you're like brutally honest drunk, and then there's so much love and compassion coming out, and then you're just dancing forever. And yes, but at the end, after the kiss and the thing, before that, pure sober. You?
I can actually also imagine myself being pure sober at my wedding and just like dancing the whole night. Because, why not?
Yeah.
Being tipsy or sober for me.
Also at the
and you, Bianca?
Party? Also at the after party.
Yes. Yeah, because I really like going to the club and dancing like sober.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, and whenever I drink alcohol, I'm just tired and I want to sleep instead of dance. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I think also at the party, sober or maybe tipsy.
That's valid. Good answer. Bonka.
I want to be tipsy.
Yeah.
I want to walk in already into the church tipsy. I want to...
Oh my god. I mean, the morning champagne is pretty epic. Like, that's very
fancy.
Oh
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, I could also see myself sober and whatever. But I know that when I dance, I don't feel alcohol. So that's fine. So I will feel sober. But as soon as I like sit down with my spouse and I'm like outside smoking a cigarette or whatever in my beautiful dress, I'm like, bro, I love you so fucking crazy.
Yes, I want that moment too.
I want to have those weird talks, you know, where you're drunk. And you can't comprehend it. Like, bro, we're married now.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. Like, that this is like for, and he's like, yo, what? And you know, he's also smashed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's perfect. Okay, then. Okay, let's retry that. The last lightning speed question coming from me is, are arranged marriages the solution for loneliness?
No.
No.
Because I think you can also feel very lonely being in a marriage or being in a marriage with the wrong person. So you can feel lonely with other people around you.
Hmm.
So no.
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 No. No. Do you think that?
I mean, for... like, if I start with you, I mean, is that...
I mean, no,
I also think... For the biggest part, no. But I also think there's more like a loneliness epidemic coming up. Like also with the whole situation we're in and a lot of teenagers that are very scared to even go on their first date has increased with like almost 15% in the last 5 to 10 years. It's crazy high, actually. The loneliness never been so high in Japan and all these places, etc., etc. I think that a system that kind of like pushes you to... kind of be forced to go out there might be good for in the future. Yeah. But not
I mean, maybe not arranged marriage, but like arranged dating. Like from school on that you're getting comfortable like sitting with the opposite gender or whatever. Oh, yeah. That they kind of force you to interact with possible partners.
Yeah, maybe more like that then. Yeah,
but not arranged marriage.
Yeah, okay, maybe that was too extreme. Yeah, it's very.
But also it can be good because I have a friend in India and her parents are like, they have been arranged, married, and they actually now love each other very much.
Yeah.
And I
yeah,
for some cases it could always work, but I think overall,
yes,
I'm just
yeah.
I just like the love idea a lot.
Also the whole oppression thing is kind of scary, you know, like why is there an arranged marriage? It's not just for the it's just also for money. Okay, so Bianca, what do you think?
I think it's time to kick someone out.
To kick
out.
Me.
I think,
I was like, when are they going to kick me out?
Annika, you know, it's been amazing. We had our second
But
guest.
Wait, I'm recording the video. But you too.
We didn't think about this.
We didn't think about this.
Okay, you know what?
Okay, I can just hide, all right?
Yeah.
Annika. No, but you're also recording. You're recording.
I'm also recording, but I don't know
Annika.
What to call it. Annika, just get the fuck
get
out
the
of here.
Fuck out.
Get the
Bye,
fuck
guys.
Out of here. Maybe,
Shut
wait,
up.
Wait,
it's
wait.
It's
actually, wait.
Time.
Maybe just what? Leave your room and just leave the cam on. I don't know. Like, if she's
no,
recording.
No, get the fuck out.
No,
get the
get
fuck
out.
Out of here.
Get a bite.
It's our podcast. So
what
sweet.
Does she think she is?
I don't
she's
know.
She's fucking Annika Frost. Go and check her out, man.
Yes, she's fucking awesome. Like, a good friend of ours.
Yeah,
perfect.
Like, all her socials are down in the description box, so go check her out on Instagram, Ooh. Twitch, and YouTube. She's mostly German, though, but it's fine.
It's fine. And if you're scrolling downwards, give us a like and a subscribe when you're at it.
Yeah, always. And then for everyone who made it through this podcast,
yes,
the results are about to come out for the BDSM test.
Yes.
How boring or not boring are the two of us? Like, we don't know, man.
No, I knew. And I got confirmed. Yeah. Mostly.
I actually got really weird answers. Like, I did not expect half of them, I gotta say.
I need to get my results. 1 second. I'm gonna get them with me. Okay. Tell me.
So, number one is I'm actually a masochist. Is it masochist or masochist?
I don't know, but it's masochist. Freaking me out. What does that mean?
Because it's so funny. Me and my friends, we used to make the joke that I am a masochist. But apparently I am. It's not just a joke. By the way, for everyone who doesn't know, it's the people who like pain.
Ah, okay. Mm. I had no idea either. First off, like, I feel like I'm catching on my breath for a while. That was an intense roller coaster ride we were on. I really liked it.
Yeah.
The podcast.
The lightning round was good. The speed round.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, dude, that explains a lot. Actually.
I actually also think so. And like all the other things that I have, like I have so many weird things that I didn't think I would have, but I do. And now I'm concerned.
Okay, so name a few, because this is super interesting.
Okay, I mean, I have a lot of green things. So when you make the test, there are usually like some green, some orange and some red where you have 0%. For me, 50% of all my things I have are green. So I have a lot going on.
Shit.
Like I have switch that I switch around between dominant and submissive. I have experimentalist. I have voyeur that I like watching and being watched.
What the fuck, Bianca? This
I have
crazy.
Age player. So
eight.
I like to
You like age playing?
Age player. So
You
either like having older or younger, or you like to pretend that you're older or younger. I have dominant, I have degrady, that you like to degrade your partner. I have exhibitionist, I can't say it, but it's like that you like to show yourself naked.
Yeah, so basically you're fucking in a park and people get to watch. That's
And
crazy.
That's like all the things that I have more than 70%. And then I have like a lot of 55, like master, sadist, prey and hunter, both of them.
So cool. You're both the prey and the hunted.
I've been the prey. Taylor Swift is with me.
Yes.
And then like the one that's like my last one is 7% pet.
Ruff. Meow.
Oh, damn, don't do that. Oh, I'm turned on right now. Yeah, so I did not expect.
If you start like licking your own hands, you know, like a cat.
when I get ready for it.
Yes, it's like getting into it. Yeah. I have to say, it's so interesting to like dive into this part of you, because it's a very closed off part.
I didn't know about it.
Now we know it's closed off for a reason. No, I'm kidding.
I will degrade you so fucking hard.
Yeah. I'm super excited for you to explore all these things, because I think there's a lot of fun in exploring your kinks and like sexual styles. And you know what? Fuck it. We're literally ancients. We're above 20.
Yeah.
We get to do whatever the fuck we want. Who gives a fuck?
For everyone listening and who made it this far again, happy birthday, Roberto, aka Yang Man.
Bro. I'm freaking out. I'm 27.
It's his birthday. We have to change the description to like Bianca 23 and Roberto 27.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. Don't do that shit to me. Whoa.
I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you. I have to work all day, so it's great. Yeah, perfect. Okay, then let me share with you my results.
Yes.
I can spoil you right away. My top one result is 100% vanilla.
Like 100%. 100.
100. Not even like 95 or 90. 100% vanilla. And it's so funny to me. It's like, yeah, you're just like a regular, you just lay there, you know, you just,
yeah, which is fine, like it's just you're not in the BDSM community, which is actually okay.
That is okay. Sophie's gonna be proud. Then let me get the rest of the results. Is 96% submissive.
Ooh.
But 66% dominant. So there's like this, I like mostly to be submissive, but there's this point where it turns around.
Yeah.
And then 50%, it's like switch.
Which could also mean that like in certain situations, it changes. Like that sexually you're submissive, but like in other areas, you like to be more dominant or whatever.
Yes.
So it could also be, like that.
Depending on the person I'm attracted to as well, I think. And I also think I have this like thing that I like that big men, I want to be like stronger and more dominant than them. So maybe that's also like my insecurities has to.
That's hard. Okay.
It's like climbing a mountain. Let's go on the Everest. Yeah. Then I have 37% experimentalist. So I don't know. 37% being a prey. And also 30%. Wait, this is the first time I read it.
What?
Bianca, I'm 30% a pet.
Wait! No fucking way! No way.
30%. No. That's weird though. Like, I don't wanna be a pet.
That must mean that you're like the 30%, like
the furry community is calling out to me. Like 30%, that's one third. That's a lot.
So much.
So much. Oh my god.
What did you answer, bro? I'm not judging you because I'm 7% a pet myself. Like I get you, bro. We're in the same community.
Well, perfect. But I think it's the idea of that I like to, I don't know. I have no idea. I've never explored this. I don't want to eat out of a bowl. I don't want to like be talked down to like that. That hurts my ego. But maybe I just want cuddles and someone to give me belly rubs. You know, maybe.
Okay, that might be. And maybe they knew that from your answers that you like belly rubs.
Yeah. They were like, well, 1 to 10. How much do you like belly rubs? I'm like, 10. Woof.
Oh my god, that's, what is, do you have 0% stuff or?
Yes, let me get it. So, then 20% voyeur, that was the thing you said, what is that?
Yeah, watching or being watched.
Okay, then 23% a brat tamer. So that's
Annika's a brat.
Yeah, so I'm gonna tame her and while also being a pet. I don't know. Like at the bottom, like 0% age play, 0% slave, 0% boy girl, 0% masochist, because I do not enjoy being hurt at all. 0% brat, 3% a sadist, 4% master mistress, 6% an owner, 6% a degradee. 6% a daddy.
Hey, mommy. Then I can degrade you, bro.
No.
Just 6%, man.
It's no, not even for the 6%.
Like, I'm gonna degrade your 6%. No, JK.
Fuck you. JK. Yeah, JK. So who's the degrader now? I'm confused.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. This is messing with my brain. And yeah, and then 11% an exhibitionist. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. We have to send the results to Sophie.
Yeah, we will. And we shall do that. And we'll see what she will answer for that. So, I'm sweating.
Yeah, that was a good podcast. I think we went a little bit over time again, as always. We didn't even get a chance to like play a game that we prepared because it was just too long already.
Yep, there was too
much. So that's for another time. Like for one day we will have a podcast where we just put all the scraps from the others in and it's just going to be like everything.
Yes. What's the name for like the junk meal you make? Like for all the restover food that you have in the fridge and you just put it together?
Mm-hmm. It's a Bauerntopf. It's like farmer pot.
Yes.
You just farmer all the rest you put guest. In there.
Perfect. Yeah. Farmer pot. Good. So, anything to add?
No.
No. Good. Thank you very much for listening to the Yin and Yang podcast. It was a pleasure as always to talk to you, Bianca. It was absolutely sick. I really enjoyed this podcast. I was your host, Bianca, with
Roberto.
Yes, and Roberto and
Bianca.
Woo! Thank you very much for watching and listening, and bye. Yay! Yay. Yes, we did another one. It will never end. This will never stop.